Tichaenda kuna John chapter 19
verse 28
pandima 28
The Bible says,
Bible noti,
after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst.
And shure kwa izozo, Jesu akati, achiziva kuti zvose zvapera, kuti rugwaro rwite akati, ndine nyota.
Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon a hyssop, and put it to his mouth.
Hanzi pakanga pamirepo hari izere vinegar. Zvino vakaisa sponge pamba chizere ne vinegar parutanda rwe hyssop vakaisa kumuromo wake.
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
Zvino Jesu akati agamchira vinegar akati zvapera. Akakota msamsoro wake, akapamweya wake.
Shall we pray?
Sinamatei. Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Toda kutenda zvakare nezuva ranatsira matipa. Tenzi wangu isho wangu zuva rino, izuva ratinorangarira rumuko rwenyu. Naizvozvo mangwanani ano, tauya pano, tenzi wangu isho wangu kuzonzwa imi muchitaura. Tenzi wangu isho wangu kubva pamakaisa munhu panyika pano, munotaura naye kupfurikidza neshoko renyu. Tenzi wangu isho wangu hama yedu yamira pano, shoko renyu raverengwa. Tinoziva muprofita vakatidzidzisa kuti imi Mwari ndimi moga munodudzira shoko renyu. Mangwanani ano chiburukai, muzotaura muri imi. Wongu pangange paine mudziyo, ungange umire. Tenzi wangu isho wangu, asi tinoziva kuti kana mamuzodza imi, ndimi munenge makutaura nemauri. Taikumbira mangwanani ano kuti imi zvakare muuye muvhure nzeve dzedu nemeso yedu epamweya tikwanise kunzwa tenzi wangu isho wangu zvamuri kutaura mukati mezuva ranhasi. Hakuna chimwe chataringa pano asi kuzokuonai imi Mwari muchitaura. Toda kupai mbiri yose mangwanani ano, toda kukurumbidzai nokutendai kunyange panguva ino. Nemuzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu takumikidza shumiro ino mukati memaoko enyu. Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats.
Mungagare enyu pasi.
I just want to greet you once again, friends, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Toda kwasai zvakare shamwari muzita rinokosha romuponesi nemupo wedzenzi Jesu Kristu.
I ask you to be free.
Kumbira kuti musununguke.
Because you are in the house of the Lord.
Nekuti tirumba maishe.
Other places you can be constrained.
Dzimwe nzvimbo unogona kunge wakamanikidzika.
But when you come here, be as free as you can be.
Sununguka sekusununguka kwaungaite.
My precious friends won't come to you and say you are making too much noise.
Somati dzangu adzoya dzoti kwauri uri kuita ruzha rwakanyanya.
In fact, they might come upon you if you are not making noise.
Kana kutoti vanotogona kuya kwauri kana usiri kuita ruzha.
We're going to read chapter 17.
Tichaverenga zvakare chapter 17.
Book of John.
Book of John.
Verse 4.
Chapter 17, Dima 4.
I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do.
Ndakakukudzai panyika, ndapedza basa ramakandipa kuti ndiriite.
By God's grace,
nyasha dzamwari,
we're going to center our attention on the chapter 19, the 30th verse.
Tichanyatsotarisa pa chapter 19, verse 30.
Where the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet says, when he said his last words on the cross.
Apo tenzi Jesu Kristu muprofita pavanoti akataura mashoko ake ekupedzisira.
So this morning we're just going to talk about the last words that the Lord Jesus Christ said on the cross.
Mangwanani ano tichataura mashoko ekupedzisira akataurwa natenzi Jesu Kristu pamuchinjikwa.
And his last words were,
mashoko ake ekupedzisira aiti,
it is finished.
Zvapera.
So this morning,
mangwanani ano,
we just want to say it is finished.
Tinoda kuti titi zvapera.
We want to get
toda kuti tibate
and claim
tokambira
the power and the blessings of the last words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Simba nemaropafadzo emashoko ekupedzisira tenzi Jesu Kristu.
You know, when one declares it is finished,
kana munhu achinga ataura kuti zvapera,
it shows the person is confident
and is clear
that the task at hand has been accomplished satisfactory and entirely.
Uye akajeka kuti basa riripo rapera zvachose uye zvakakwana.
Usually it is exceptionally discharged.
Kazhinji zvinowanzoitwa nenzira yakatsarukana.
Devoid of any shame.
Pasina kana chimwe chinonyadzisa chiri mazviri.
Or any criticism.
Kana kusoro kupodzwa kungavapo.
It shows one is proud of the work at hand.
Zvinoratidza kuti munhu ari kunyatsodada nebasa raari kufanira kuita riripo.
In other words,
nemamashoko,
we are talking of the issuance of a certificate of occupancy.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pekupiwa kwecertificate yekuti munhu akunogara iyi inzvimbo yake.
When we build our houses or our buildings,
kana tikavaka dzimba dzedu kana zvivakwa zvatovaka,
normally after construction, a certificate of occupancy is issued.
Mushure mekunge building kana imba yapera kuvakwa panopiwa certificate yekuti wakugona kugara mumba umu.
That certificate is only issued by a competent person.
Chitupa ichi chinopiwa nemunhu ane kodzero nemvumo yekuchipa chitupa ichocho.
An expert,
munhu anoziva basa rake,
a person of renown,
munhu ane mukurumbira kana kuti anozivikanwa kuti anogona basa.
To deny that certificate,
kuramba certificate iyi,
or to oppose it that has been issued,
kana kupesana nayo uchiti haifanira kunge yapuwa,
you are only doing it at your own peril.
Uri kungozviita uchimbozviparadzaiwe pachako.
Now men,
vazhinji,
or men fell from the grace after sin which separated him from God. And then the human race was doomed. So there was need for an expert to come and redeem men from this fallen state. It needed one who was worthy, an expert, one who was worthy,
uya akanga akakodzera akafanira,
just to complete that work of redemption,
kuti apedzise basa rerudzikinuro.
That person,
munhu iyeye uyu,
was the only one who was able or worthy to cry out, it is finished.
Ndiye ewoga aikwanisa kuti adanidzire kuti zvapera.
When the question was asked, who is worthy?
Mubvunzo pawakabvunzwa kuti ndiani akakodzera?
No man was found in heaven,
on earth, or under the earth, kana pasi penyika.
It is only our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to talk about the last words of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is finished. Tonight I'm just calling upon you. If I say tonight, it doesn't matter. You know. Yes, friends. I'll also be quoting quite a lot from the prophet. I have a soft spot for my prophet. You know, for me personally, it had not been the grace of God that he sent Malachi for, I do not even know what I will be today. So as a graduate of Malachi 4 University, please understand me when I quote. I once said the other time, I also passed through it when you are writing your dissertation. If you don't quote, even if your thesis is correct, it will not pass.
Achipure panonzi wapasa.
And not only do you just quote,
kwete kungokota kwega chete,
you quote from the authority,
unokota kubva munzvimbo dzine
mvumo
yacho,
people of renown,
vanhu vanozivikanwa kuti vaiziva zvavaiita.
So this morning,
mangwana nano,
we are quoting from the authority, people of renown,
tiri kutora kubva kumvumo yemunhu anozivikanwa.
Who says this?
Akataura mashoko aya.
In the message possessing the enemy's gates,
mari dzinonzi kutora masuo emuvengi.
The seed of Abraham doesn't look at anything natural things.
Mbeu ya Abraham haitarisi pazvinhu zvepanyika pano.
They look at what the Lord said.
Vanotarisa pane zvakataurwa naIshe.
That's the promise.
Iye ndovimbiso yavo.
What if Abraham would have looked at the natural, a woman?
Dai Abraham akatarisa pane zvepanyama pamudzimai.
90 she was and he was in 100.
Mudzimai akanga aine 90 ane 100.
Lived with her since he was a little girl.
Agara naye kubva kari kamusikana kadiki.
He didn't look at those things.
Haana kutarisa pazvinhu izvi.
He said he counted those things as if they were not.
Akatoverenga kuzvinhu kuti zvakanga zvisipo.
For he only looked at what God said.
Akangotarisa chete pane zvakataurwa naMwari.
God said, I will bless you, Abraham.
Mwari vakati ndichakuropafadza Abraham.
I will give you a seed by Sarah.
Ndichakupa mbeu kupfurikidza naSarah.
And he believed it.
Iye Abraham ndokumba azvitenda.
You don't look to the opposition, my brother.
Hautarise hama yangu kune zvinopesana
nezvinoda. We look at what God said.
Tinotarisa pane zvakataurwa naMwari.
God said it.
Mwari vakazvitaura.
That settles it.
Zvomba sagadzikana.
It is finished.
Zvapera.
If God said it.
Kana Mwari vakazvitaura.
He said it is finished.
Kana Mwari vakati zvapera.
Who else can challenge God's word?
Ndiani angapikisana neshoko raMwari? Yes, sir.
Aren't you happy this morning
to know
that we now stand more than a conqueror?
Amen.
There is nothing to fight about. The fight is over. The whistle blowed. The flag rolls. And in the midst of every sin pile, midst of every sick room, is the old rugged cross planted by the blood of Jesus, a conqueror. He declared, it is finished. He didn't say it will be finished. He said it is finished. So my brother, my sister, it's a finished work. If he said it is finished, I do not care how many forces will oppose that. Because I have faith in the maker, and his work will never go back to him void.
Yes, I am.
And now,
amen.
We are more than conquerors.
I might
not say the. I might forget to mention the title of the message. But the Lord bless you anyway. We are just walk right into it. As an inheritance, more than conquerors. Now we are dealing with a defeated enemy. Sickness is defeated. Death is defeated. Hell is defeated. Oh, my brother, my sister, tell the devil, I'm not coming to hell. Because it is defeated, it was said, it is finished. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Everything is defeated. Oh yes, you can put anything there under everything. We are disputing with a conquered enemy.
Yes, sir.
On the wings of a snow white dove. Listen to what the prophet said. He said, but oh brother, Isaiah 53 tells us of one.
Isaiah 53 inotudza.
Came down from home. And oh, that was good. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed. Sickness, superstitions, and devil that pinned us down. There was no way out. The church had gone wrong. They went off the denominational things and the Pharisees and Sadducees and the washing of pots and pains. And the word of God became of no effect. But this little dove came down. And there was one thing that could take place. There had to be a redeemer. But being wounded, broken, beaten, torn, but he knows his way back home. So from Calvary, where they bruised him, where they mashed him, where they tore him like a bunch of wounds upon him, he made his flight from Calvary, and he landed in heaven's door, saying, it is finished. It is finished. They are free. Sickness can be healed now. Sinners can be saved. The captive can be set free. I do not care what the devil says. The captives can be set free. If you can just believe it, my brother, it is finished. He cried it out. He is the creator. He created you and me in his own image. And remember, His word will never go back
to him.
He said, the captive will be set free. If you are a captive this morning, just claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. To say, by the end of this service, I will be free to enforce on the devil.
Tell
the devil, it is finished.
Yes, sir.
Praise be the name of the Lord. We just want to tell the devil, you made a mistake, even to give a situation that I have, because I am coming after you. The scripture says, taking captivity captive. You know what that means? That thing which was troubling you, that thing which was overcoming you, you are now coming after it. You are taking it under your foot. Hallelujah.
Yes, I am.
Wasn't Joshua told to say, as you walk, every place that you see,
Zimbo yoga,
that land have I given unto you. Footprints, the prophet says, it means possession. If you want to go physical, like our brother we had, that he has been kicked out. I'm also a testimony, my brother. Let me just tell you this. I might not give it in detail, but just, yeah. It was also a problem. The house that we had paid, etc., etc. But the devil was standing. So I remembered
Joshua.
So what I just did, I just went there. So I said, footprints, means possession. So I will not say anything. I will just walk. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I just walked, my brother. And praise be the name of the Lord. It was given to us. Because it is scripture. If you claim it, my brother, you receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I do not care how many opposing forces they will have to face. It is finished. I'm not the one who said this word. It is him who said it is finished. If you are sick, just say it is finished. I believe by the time the service ends, that sickness will be finished. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
We have to tell the devil what we are made out of. He has taken us too much for a ride. So it is time. Pay back time. Say, Satan,
what is Satan?
You caused me to do this and that. Now I'm coming after you. Praise be the name of the Lord. Even if your loved ones, they are not coming to church, or they were coming, they went back. Pay back time. It is finished, my brother. You claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my brother, our duty is to speak, and the Lord will perform it. In other words, today, instead of the name Jesus Christ, we are calling him, it is finished. So if I say it is finished, you know we are talking of him, divine conqueror.
Yes, sir.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Brother Branham, he tells a story of a brother who had lost his car. And then he remembered, it is finished. And he also remembered, he had a promise to enforce on the devil. Today he has got to give back that which he unlawfully took. So, 5 brothers, the prophet says, they went to pray. Then a vision broke. And the prophet saw the guy. He was driving. along the street
towards
Bowling Green, in Kentucky, with a yellow shirt, driving his truck. And the Holy Spirit came upon him and condemned him and turned around about halfway and said, I saw him come back and park the car on a certain street over across the river here. And I raised up and told the brethren, thus says the Lord. Oh, my brother. They went and half empty of gasoline. Now those men are sitting right here this morning as a witness. Now the prophet says again, enforcing, give it back. That is what we are talking about. Restore it, bring it back to the right owner. And if Satan has robbed you of any privilege of being a son and daughter of God, we have a right this morning by the Holy Spirit to enforce the claim of God. Bring them back. If he's afflicted you and made you sick, we have a right before God to enforce the laws of God. By his stripes we are healed. Bring him back. Turn him loose. You are taking him out yonder of death, and we claim him. Bring him back. That's the enforcement. Restore it back to its natural position. A man is sick. A baby is sick. A woman is sick. They are all out of their natural condition. Then we have a right to enforce our claim. Not our claim, it's our claim because God gave it to us. By his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So, my brother, my sister, you have a right. If the devil took something from you, if you want it back, you can just take this coat. Our God can read. Hallelujah. He can read. I remember Hezekiah. One time, he had received a threatening letter from Sennacherib. Then he realized, my God can read. The only thing that he could do, he took that letter, took his God-given right of the feet and ran. Running away to the temple. Brother, aren't you so happy this morning? You are in the temple of God. If you have a situation, just present it before the Lord. If you want to speak, you can speak. If you want God to read on his own, just show it to him. He will read. Oh, my brother, my sister. He said, oh God, that dwelleth between the cherubims. That's the right approach to God. He
said,
of a truth, Lord, Sennacherib had destroyed other kings. Oh, but he said, let it be known that you are the true king, the one that created heaven and earth. Oh, God, like that type of... He liked that type of a prayer. He liked that type of a confidence. And then he said, now that you have shown confidence in me, I will show you that I am a worthy father. I will flex my muscles. I am going to do my part. Your part is, I want you to sleep. Oh, he was told to say, go and sleep. Whilst I do the work, be still and know that I am God. This battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. My Bible tells me, when they woke, behold, they were dead corpses. Oh, brother, my sister, our God kills corpses. They were dead corpses. So tonight, my brother, you present your issue before him. He will declare, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians whom you see, you shall see them again no more forever. This is his word. God will inspire you to speak the right word. Why did Sister Hetty Wright ask for $1 million? She was inspired to speak the right thing. I want salvation of my two boys. For brother and sister, if God inspires you to say something, already he knew that he will bring that to pass. Because he knows it is finished. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And if the devil tonight can try to send you to a premature grave, try to creep you up, read God's abstract deed. By his stripes we were healed. And if you don't want to believe that, there is a Holy Ghost, the law of God that will kick him out, that will prove it. Just ring up Jesus Central,
number yake.
Jesus Central, we have a Central Police Station. If you are not happy with what Avondale Police will have done, or Borrowdale, whatever, you ring up the Central. So if you try this brother, if you try this sister, and you don't get help, you ring Central. Jesus! Find out if something don't take place. The angels of God will take their position, and the devil
Satan
will get out. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The devil will get out.
Satan.
This is what my prophet tells me. I believe it because it is finished, my brother. It is finished. It's game over. You know what? If the whistle has been blown to say it's game over, even if the one is going to score, it will not be counted. So it is already finished. I don't care what accusations the devil will bring. It is finished. It's game over. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, brother and sister, we walk with our heads to the face, to the ground. We do not know what power we have. We should walk with our chest out. We are the mighty conqueror. You possess all things. You are carrying an AK-47. And there is an enemy with a catapult. And he's saying, I'll kill you. Never mind that one, my brother. Kill him off. That's exactly what the devil is trying to do to us. When we have those 1200 messages, when we have got this weapon, now the devil is trying to tell you the days of miracles are past. That's a catapult. You are holding an AK-47. You are holding an S-400.
Bazooka.
S-400. He was telling me about an S-400.
S-400.
That's a powerful, powerful weapon. It can destroy things far away. I'm sure it will just be using technology.
Unengo chanza technology yako.
But brother and sister,
Amandad,
we have more than the S400.
Isu tine putino darika S400.
If you just kneel,
ukango pugama.
If you just pray,
ukanamata.
If you just bring it before the Lord,
ukango chunda pambere
pamari. You destroy the entire enemy.
Unopara damsasa we muvengi wose zao. Yes, sir.
And you have to choose what sort of method you want.
Unofanira kusarudza kuti ndirikuda kushandisa nzira yakaita sei.
There's nothing like music, the prophet says.
Hakuna chakaita semanzu muprofita anotaura.
God heals by music.
Mwari vanopodza nemanzu.
Did you know that?
Waizviziva here?
God heals by music.
Mwari vanopodza nemanzu.
So we want to thank God for our singers, eh?
Toda kutenda Mwari nekuda kuva
vaimbi. Songs they were singing.
Vanemba
zvinopenyu. If you want, you can even say, because the songs were sung,
nzimbo dzaimbwa,
I receive my healing.
Ndagamuchira kupodzwa kwangu.
This is a court, my brother.
Chitaurwa hama yangu.
We have to claim it.
Tinofanira kuchikambira.
God heals by love.
Mwari vanopodza nerudo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let me try to leave this one.
Miraende dzikusiya izvi.
The issue of love for me is something.
Nyaya yerudo kwandiri chimwe chinhu.
God heals by medicine.
Mwari vanopodza nemushonga.
God heals by prayer.
Mwari vanopodza nemunyengetero.
God has many ways of healing.
Mwari vane nzira dzakawanda dzekupodza nadzo.
Depends on what type that you need.
Zvichienderana nekuti uri kuda nzira ipi.
Grade 7 you are writing?
The grade 7 muri kunyora?
I do not know these days.
Ndandisingazivi madates aya.
But these days,
mazuva ano,
during our days,
pamazuva edu,
it was multiple choice.
Akanga ari atinoti mabhiza.
A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D.
So you just shade on whether it's A or B or C or D.
Kana anza iri A, B, C, D, unongoisa X ipapo. Kana kushedha.
So my brother, my sister,
Amanzadzi,
don't think because if you are no longer doing grade 7,
usafunga kuti nokuti hauchanyora grade 7,
you also don't have that privilege.
Unamkana iwoyo.
You have that privilege, my brother.
Mukana iwoyo nawo hama.
You can choose.
Unokwanisa kusarudza.
If you want to be healed by music,
kana kuda kupodzwa nemanzi,
you can shed your A.
Unogona kusheda A yako.
If you want to be healed by love,
kana kuda kupodzwa nerudo,
you can shed your B.
Unogona kusheda B wako.
If you want to be healed by medicine,
kana kuda kupodzwa nemushonga,
go ahead for your C.
Unoenda kuna C wako.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's up to you, my brother.
Zviri kwauri hama yangu.
Oh, what a God we serve.
Ndimwari wakadiwa toshumira.
So proud of my God.
Ndinodada namwari wangu.
He defeats all enemies. While I just choose. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. So if another brother wants to use his medicine, it's alright with him. But if I want my love, yes, I'll go for my love. I'll say, my brother and I. What a precious thing God gave without measure. Aren't you blessed, my brother? Just look at the brother, the sister next to you. What a treasure. You are not going to have that brother if you were in the world. No way. Do you think that brother, that sister that's next to you, it's a world material?
Never.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
If you think so, then claim him. Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shade options C of love.
Worship option C pane rudo.
Do you know, brother? Issue of options. If you have seen to say, I'm in trouble here. I might not go to heaven. There is another choice. You just have to love the prophet. That's your choice, my brother. Because all that love the prophet, free access. It is finished. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Most of us, we have got confidence in our doctors. It is good for you to have confidence in your doctors. I have got good, many friends, doctors. I hope when I grow up, I'll be also a doctor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are good friends. Huh? But I just want you to take that confidence that you have in the doctor. In a barrister, a lawyer, an attorney, and put that to God. Many of you people have got faith in your doctors, and you should behave. And now when something gets wrong, you go to that old friend. That's what you should do. And you submit your case to him. If he said you should go to hospital, you don't do a thing but go home and pack your clothes and you take off to the hospital. Because you've got faith in your doctor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll just skip a little bit. And you swallow them and you don't know what's in those pills, but you've got faith in your doctor. How about God? Are you scared to swallow some of those ghost pills that he gives you? By his stripes you were healed. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Swallow it and see what happens. Any situation God comes your way, swallow it. Brother and sister, let us not be fearful. Fear is no virtue.
Is
of also the prophecies of the devil. So
Amen.
When you see you are afraid, you can say, get thee behind Satan. And then faith rose up now. And then you challenge that situation. And just show some love. Love casts away fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you see you are fearful, yes, just display love.
Amen.
And the children that will be writing starting Monday, don't fear.
Amen.
You show your confidence in the doctor by submitting to an operation. That proves your confidence in the doctor. But when it comes to Christ, you are scared to take him at his word. My brother, my sister, the prophet is challenging us to say, why are we fearful to take God at his word? You could
Amen.
Submit your case to Jesus Christ tonight. As you submit your case to the doctor, give me anything you want to Lord. You are the doctor in this case. Oh, my brother, my sister. The devil hates me. I know he hates you too. He is my enemy. But as long as God is my friend, I don't have no fear of him. Friends of God, friends of God, that's what my prophet is telling me. A friend of God, you have not to fear. I just drive him right on back.
And
take the word of God and move right back out of it. He hasn't got no strongholds. He's absolutely legally defeated in every place. The devil hasn't got one legal right at all, nowhere. He is just a devil. And a password, that's all.
And in a password,
he hasn't got no legal right to any man that accepts the promise of Jesus Christ. He's whipped. Yes, sir. He's whipped in sickness. He's whipped in disappointment. He's whipped in everything. He's whipped in death. He can't scare me. He can't scare you. That's all he is. Just a big old shadow. Don't be afraid of a shadow. He is just a devil. Oh, my brother, my sister, if we can just believe it is finished, for sure it is finished, your situation will be finished. The prophet tells us a story of a brother in Canada who had another leg that was short. So he had a shoe that was made just for him so that it will be almost same size. A high shoe. But the brother, I'm sure he remembered. He heard say the prophet is having a campaign. And then he bought new shoes. And he said, I'm going to the meeting. And I will wear my new shoes. What a faith, my brother. Yes, the prophet says. Okay, I'll just jump in some of those things. Wore a high shoe, one of those big built-up shoes, and he bought him a new pair of shoes to the meeting to wear away. The prophet says, and God did, will never disappoint anybody with that kind of a faith. He went away with his shoes on. Hallelujah. Left his old ones laying on the platform. He was whole. It is finished. It is finished. He cried out, it is finished, my brother. Your sickness, your unclean living, it is finished. Refuse to sign for anything the devil brings. Because it is finished, my brother. He will have to take it back. Say, I refuse to have it. I just won't have it. Lost it. He will have to take it back in the name of the Lord. If you believe it and confess it and say, I accept Jesus Christ as my healer, there is no affliction, there is no disease that will stay on. Stay right with it. But the first time, hallelujah,
yes, sir,
you get weak. And you say, well, I have still got it. So my brother, don't allow the devil to come. If you do so, you signed for it. Then he took you back. But you say, yes, Mr. Devil, I'll have it back. You stand right there as long as there's breath in your body. And say, I refuse to have it. I refuse to have it. How do you feel? Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Show the devil what you are made out of. Praise be the name of the Lord. Stay right there and say, I don't want your stuff. They say your name is it on it. The doctor said, you say, I don't care what he said. I know what God said. Get away from it with here. That's right, that's the way to treat him. Hand it back. He was the one to give it to you. He will have to take it back. You know, in the beginning we said, when upon him or the cross, at the grave, when he descended, was for us. He absorbed the full brand of the wound of sin.
And
there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Sure, for a surety, our attorney is our judge. Did you hear that? Our attorney is our judge. Your lawyer is the judge. You know for sure the case is already finished in your favor. You know a lawyer, he will try to plead your case. Some lawyers, they even know to say this case is weak. We are going to lose. But he will say, I will try. In case the other lawyer, the opposing lawyer. But one thing for sure, our lawyer is also the judge. So even if your case is weak, even if you are you've done it, it's already fixed. It's already finished. Oh, my brother, my sister. Seat of refuge. Oh, the precious hiding place. In Jesus Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. He is both attorney and judge. As judge, the case is settled. It is finished. It is finished. There is now, therefore, no condemnation. Why should the church fear? What promise has he ever failed to manifest before us? Why should I fear punishment or death? It has all been overcome. He is the mighty conqueror. He is the one who conquered both worlds and of the seen and the unseen. He that descended has now ascended above all. And unto him has been given the name that is above every name. Yes, he conquered death. He conquered hell. And he conquered the grave. And he has the keys thereof. What he loses is loosed. And what he binds is bound. There is no changing of it. There was no conqueror before him, and there is none beside him. He alone is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the only God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is his name. Don't fear. John, don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are the heir. All my power, that is yours. My omnipotence is yours. As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me and is yours to use. It is yours to use. You speak the word and I will perform it. That is my covenant, and I cannot fail it. Hallelujah! David, a youth, defeated Goliath, who was a trained soldier. If you are accepting it is finished, my brother, you are accepting Jehovah Jireh. By Jehovah Jireh, whatever you are in need of, he will give it to you. Because remember, 2,000 years ago, it was settled on Calvary. When he cried out, it is finished, are you sick, my brother? Jehovah Rapha is here. It is finished, is here. Claim your healing even now. Are you perplexed? Full of anxiety. Jehovah Shalom is still here as well. He is saying, it is finished. He is saying, peace be still. Hallelujah. Peace of your mind. It is finished, is investing power in you. Because you are the royal seed of Abraham. Flex your muscles. Because it is given. All that was in God was poured into Christ. All that was in Christ was poured into the church. Who is the church? It is you, it is me. So all that was in God, it is in you. So my brother, my sister, there is nothing that can stand before you, because you are enveloping God. You are God on 2 feet. Remember, you are God. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for the Lord. The prophet says, there is nothing too hard for you. Let us not put it on God. It is on you, my brother. You have every right to enforce on the devil. Even now, my brother, when it is called today, whatever situation you have, you have that right. Because he said it is finished. Because he said it is finished. You can say tonight, I do not want to have hate. I do not want to have hate. Because it is finished. I want to show love. Because it is finished. I'm saying, Lord, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. We are saying, Lord, baptize me with love. I want to show love. Just to bubble love. Whoever come in my vicinity, in my area of influence, he should feel that love pulsating from within. Because you are carrying Zoe. Oh, my brother, my sister. God's date is not in heaven. Date is not in heaven. Date is not in heaven. If you are looking for date in heaven, you won't find date. Date is in you. Date is in Isri Tabernacle. If you are looking for deity, go to Isri Tabernacle. Go to my brother. Go to my sister. That's where you will see deity. Oh, my brother, my sister, I want to remember. One time, oh, our Auntie Jemima, she was praying for her son. She wanted her son to be healed. Oh, and then the angels were told, what shall we do? Another angel said, I'll go on earth. I will look for a messenger. The messenger who is there. So the angel went on the ground. He looked on the ground. He could not find the prophet. He went back to heaven. He said, Lord, there is a problem. I looked for the messenger on the ground. I could not find him. Another angel said, let me also go and check. As he was going, he remembered, this is the seventh messenger. This is the eagle age. He does not move on the earth. He is heavenly. He moves in the skies. He says, I will look in the skies. As he moves, he realized there was an aeroplane that was in the sky. Oh, then he left. And then he saw Malachi 4, the angel is there. Oh, hallelujah. Then Malachi 4 had to come on the ground. Oh, my brother, my sister, we are heavenly bound. We are heavenly bound. We are telling the devil, Satan, we will not fight you on this earthly realm. We'll go in the earthly realm. Heavenly realm. Oh, my brother, my sister, we are binding hate in the name of Jesus Christ. We are binding hate in the name of Jesus Christ. We are ushering love in the name of Jesus Christ. We are ushering Zoe in the name of Jesus. Remember, God is love. God is love.
Oh, I give you love in the name of Jesus Christ. Overcoming power in the name of Jesus Christ. Malachi 4:10, possess the gates of the enemy. Malachi 4, claim your God-given right. Your loved ones, claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone that you love, claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. Enforce on the devil to say, give back that which you unlawfully took from me. Give it back to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he cried out, it is finished. It is finished. Any situation, my brother, you challenge the devil. Tell him it is finished. Your sickness, it is finished. Your poverty, it is finished. Your unclean living, it is finished. Your hate, it is finished. Everything, ancestral spirits, finished. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Today it is your day. We are claiming it is finished. Anything, my brother, it doesn't matter what it is. As long as it is anything, you claim it. Because he said it, it is finished. Brother Ben, it is finished. Oh, my brother, my sister, as he leads us in prayer, we're claiming our God-given rights. Because he said it is finished. There is nothing, my brother, that can stand on the way. There is nothing. We are binding the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything opposing the word of God, we are binding that in the name of Jesus. That's telling you I'm a loser.